The Birdcraft is a culture of committed aviation professionals in constant pursuit of excellence. We promote aviation education, fuel the discussion on safety, and celebrate the privileges that we've earned to conquer the sky. Every day we accept the challenge and initiate solutions because we are the difference between failure and success.
Hey, welcome to the Birdcraft Technology. I am your host, Joshua. The Birdcraft is a culture of committed aviation professionals in pursuit of excellence. What we're doing is we're fostering this culture via Instagram, YouTube. We're putting up aviation educational videos on YouTube. And also, we're trying to bring to you podcasts. And we're getting more consistent. We're figuring it out. Today, we're going to be doing a book review. So everyone in my community knows that I'm all about aviation. Some even suggest that's not a good thing. It's not a healthy thing, Joshua. You need balance. Yeah. My wife. Well, if I was an airplane, you would love me more, right? That's a joke. No one get offended. I do try to achieve balance. I do. So I always have my nose in something aviation related. And one of the things that I've been meaning to read for a while, right, is Manifesto by Mike Bush. He's an AMPIA. He is actually someone that I admire. I look up to because I want to leave the industry better than I left it. I want to leave everyone and anything in a better condition than that which I left it. It's one of the reasons I love being an aircraft mechanic so much. It's rewarding. But Mike Bush is, he's paved the path of what it looks like to serve the aviation industry relentlessly, especially from the aviation maintenance perspective. Right, there's lots of pilots out there, you know, and a lot of the times the pilots get the glory. I mean, how many people out there know who Charles Taylor is, right? And Charles Taylor was the Wright brothers' mechanic. He actually designed the engine in the Wright Flyer with zero previous engine experience. He had no experience building engines. But when he was challenged to do so, he did it, right? So I just use that as an example to say, you know, sometimes the mechanics are overlooked. And, you know, at the end of the day, it always takes a team. And we see that in every arena of, you know, there could be a excelling sports star on a team that gets all the glory. But really, his team is, he makes it capable for him to win and for him to be on that platform and be seen as a successful athlete. So anyway, that's why I look up to Mike Bush. He's an experienced aircraft mechanic and inspector. He's a popular writer and author. Like I said, he's made the path on what it looks like to serve the aviation community as a maintenance expert, in my opinion, and I'm sure others would agree. This book, Manifesto, a revolutionary approach to general aviation maintenance. He's basically, he tries to tell us in the beginning that he's trying to get general aviation to a point where all the other industries already are, right? And I don't want to give it away. I want to work through these chapters, and I encourage you to buy the book. I got it off of Amazon. It was very affordable, and it's a really good read. I was actually impressed with how well it's written. It's just good stuff. So grab the book, and I'll give you guys time to kind of work through it with me. And today I'm just going to review chapter one, where he talks about the Waddington effect. And a quote here is, maintenance isn't an inherently good thing like exercise. It's a necessary evil like surgery. And that's deep because, you know, unless something is broke, especially us mechanics, we look at maintenance as a good thing. It's an opportunity to come over the equipment that we're responsible for. There's something to correct every single time. If nothing else, you're leaving the equipment better than what you found it by simply doing an oil change or cleaning the spark plugs or by wiping down the blades to reduce that parasitic drag, right? I mean, there's always something you can do to leave that aircraft sitting a little prouder, right? Which in turn makes us proud. So maybe it's just an ego stroke for us mechanics is to be able to get on the airplane, make it better. But here, you know, he speaks about maintenance not always being a good thing, but a necessary evil like surgery. And quite frankly, surgery scares me to death. So that's deep. So moving on, we have to ask ourselves, to think that maintenance isn't a good thing beckons the question why. Okay, so let's keep exploring. Where does this Waddington effect come from? Well, he introduces Conrad Howe Waddington, or C.H. Waddington, who was a British scientist who was also a biologist, a paleontologist, a geneticist, an embryologist, a philosopher, a poet, a painter. Let's just call this guy a freaking genius, okay? So we have this genius named C.H. Waddington. He's extremely talented and well-versed gentleman, right? He started working for the Royal Air Force during World War II. His research team and him made a bunch of discoveries. And I don't want to make this a spoiler for the book. So if you want to know more, pick up the book and you're going to hear about those other discoveries that he made. And him and his team, they proved their worth. And ultimately, they were tasked to studying their bomber aircraft, studying the readiness of the fleet. Which the bombers that they operated at that time were the B-24 Liberators. And let's pause for a moment. The B-24 Liberator aircraft. Let's discuss what it is. It's a long-range, four-engine aircraft. It was a heavy bomber used by the U.S. and British Air Forces. Okay? It had four air-cooled radial engines. Radial engines. I love the way they sound. It was a high wing. All right, it had a tricycle landing gear with a twin tail design. They were also designed with self-sealing fuel tanks. Let's talk about that for a moment. Self-sealing fuel tank means the fuel tank can take a bullet, right? And instead of leaking out all the fuel, it's designed to seal the hole so all the fuel doesn't leak out. A lot of people didn't know that that exists. And when I found out a couple of years ago, I was like, wow, that's amazing. I mean, every time I find out something more about aircraft, I just fall a little deeper in love with them. But check it out. This is World War II technology. This was a long time ago. So imagine where we're at now. So more than 18,000 B-24 Liberators were built between 1940 and 1945, which is the largest total for any U.S. aircraft. 18,000 aircraft in 5 years. Oh my, they were pumping these bad boys out, weren't they? Out of the 40, now we're getting back into the book, the Royal Air Force, in fact, that C.H. Waddington and his team were tasked towards studying the readiness of these bombers. We got to ask ourselves, well, why? We had this this team of scientists and engineers, and you know, they're figuring out problems for the Royal Air Force, and then they're tasked to look at the readiness of the B-24 Liberators, right? Look at the readiness of the fleet. And so there's clearly a problem there. And the problem was, out of the 40 aircraft that the Royal Air Force had in the fleet, at any given time, only 20 were flight worthy. I have to say, by today's standards and in the community that I'm a part of, this is unacceptable. Having 50% of your fleet down consistently, that's a good way to get the boss involved. Okay. Hopefully, I mean, obviously, if you have two aircraft, you have one aircraft down, that's 50% of your fleet. On the same token, the aircraft should be airworthy or working towards being airworthy at all times. And if any one aircraft is down consistently, that's going to be a problem. That's going to be a problem for any flight operation. These aircraft are expensive, and they're designed to be more than just giant paperweights. All right. So as maintenance, our sole job in life is to keep these aircraft, you know, ready to fly. So we got to ask ourselves, why were so many aircraft down? Waddington and his team discovered, I quote, "The number of unscheduled breakdowns or squawks spiked sharply right after each aircraft underwent its regular 50-hour inspection and then declined steadily over time until the next scheduled 50-hour inspection, at which time they spiked up again," unquote. So he's saying every time they came out of a scheduled inspection, they found a lot of discrepancies. That's what they're talking about. When they say squawks, that's a discrepancy. So, you know, I guess C.H. Waddington and his team is asking, wait, are these inspections helping or are they adding to the problem? Are they the problem, right? Because what the data is showing us is that the aircraft are going into maintenance because this 50-hour scheduled inspection, it's time for it to be performed based on, you know, aircraft total time or whatever. And then when they come out, they actually have a bunch of discrepancies to them. So they just went in because they needed to per the scheduled maintenance program, but they're coming out with actual real problems. You know, what's going on? He concluded that the scheduled maintenance tends to increase breakdowns, and this can only be because it is doing positive harm by disturbing a relatively satisfactory state of affairs. Right? So he's saying we're going in there and we're messing with all this stuff, you know, and we're actually breaking things instead of making them better. We're disturbing a satisfactory state of affairs. That's a good way of putting that. Like I said, this book was very well written. I really enjoyed it. So Waddington and his team gathered the data to support that the aircraft should be flown more and worked on less, because working on the aircraft actually increased unscheduled maintenance. Now, they did manage to increase the fleet's reliability. So it's not like he just studied this and spoke about it. No, they actually, him and his team, the Royal Air Force, listened to him and they made changes and they increased the readiness of the Royal Air Force bombers significantly. And I'm just going to pop open the book real quick and I'm going to read something. And I'm going to quote him on this now. And this is in the a prologue. He talks, and so I quote, "I then turned to aviation maintenance's dirty little secret that nobody likes to talk about. Mechanics sometimes break airplanes while attempting to fix them. Years ago, I coined a term for such events, maintenance-induced failures, or MIFs. They are a far larger problem than most people think, accounting for 1 out of 8 aircraft accidents and a large share of mechanical problems. MIFs are precisely why first Waddington and later Nolan and Heap discovered that the best way to make aircraft more reliable is to do less maintenance on them. Unquote. All right, so we've combed over the first chapter in Manifesto by Mike Bush, A Revolutionary Approach to General Aviation Maintenance. And the first chapter was on the Waddington effect, right? And we've also referenced the prologue to kind of see, you know, what he's trying to get across, which is, hey guys, touching the aircraft as much as possible, having as many scheduled maintenance intervals as possible, isn't necessarily a good thing. The mechanics should actually break something. The system could be operating in a condition that is satisfactory, and then you go in there and you perform a gearbox flush, and somehow the system gets contaminated and it induces problems, right? He's saying, hey, you guys, why don't we just leave things alone? And we can ask a lot of questions. Let's come back to this, and we're going to start on chapter 2 and figure out other points that he has. And so chapter 2 is going to be the roots of reliability-centered maintenance. And again, I encourage you guys to get the book and read along. It's a great read. I'm really enjoying it. And I think that Mike Bush is setting a great example for other maintenance aviation professionals out there on what it means to serve your community and build your community and leave it in a better state than what you found it. All right. So until next time, you guys can follow us on Instagram at The Birdcraft. You can follow us on YouTube. Please subscribe at The Birdcraft Technology. We're putting up aviation educational content there. You can email me any topics or comments or questions. Please do that. It's Joshua at The Birdcraft. You can also, if you're interested in apparel or gear, you could go on to thebirdcraft.com/store. And most importantly, if you want more content, if you want more YouTube videos, if you want more, if you want to see the Birdcraft technology grow, you can support us on being a Patreon at Joshua at the Birdcraft Technology on Patreon. Okay, so we appreciate your support, and again, take a moment out to email me, tell me what you think. Give me any comments, questions, and if you want me to cover any topics, shoot me that information. Until next time, continue to pursue excellence.
The Birdcraft is a culture of committed aviation professionals in constant pursuit of excellence. We promote aviation education, fuel the discussion on safety, and celebrate the privileges that we've earned to conquer the sky. Every day we accept the challenge and initiate solutions because we are the difference between failure and success.